If we're ready, I'd like to open up today's meeting of the Salt Lake Valley Law Enforcement Service Area. Today is Thursday, January 21st. First item on the agenda is the public comment. Are there any members of the public who wish to address this board? I see none. We'll go to item number two, conflict of interest. Are there any members of the board who have a conflict on any of the items presented on the agenda?
Are we going to do this every agenda?
Ask for conflicts? Well, I think Carl's making us.
I think it's self-imposed.
Well, I presume there never is, unless you would, you'll volunteer vice to last. Item number three. Oh, selection of a chair for 2016. I have no thought on that whatsoever.
What do you want to do, Jim? Do you want to continue?
Well, if you would like me to, I'd be. There's some continuity.
You can't
now
walk away from the pay either.
I know. There are some issues regarding the continuity of where we are in the workshop we had last week.
I think we had last year, as I recall, we had Councilman Staggs be a co-chair in the event you weren't here.
Yes.
So I would make a motion.
What's that? We had a vice chair, a co-chair last year, right?
You did.
Yeah.
I think I put you in while you weren't here.
But if anyone else is desires to be chair, I mean, feel free to.
I'd make a motion that we retain Mr. Bradley and Councilman Staggs as co-chair.
Second.
All right. A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item number four, regarding our legislative session 2016. Is there anyone here who wishes to update us on any issues affecting Sylvisa in the upcoming legislative session? Carl, is there anything that is it premature?
There have been two bills that have come out that impact you. One's the new growth bill, which is essentially a cess bill that essentially pegs it to the highest year since 2010. I'll give you a summary of that. And it deals with both centrally assessed as well as personal property. The second bill is a bill that deals with board membership. And there is a conflict in this local district act. One provision says that merely the elected officials can be appointed to represent the same county. There's another provision that says they must live within the boundary of the area that's involved in the district, which would require all county appointees to essentially be an incorporated area. And it would even change more after probably the townships are created. We worked with the league with the Special Districts Association last year to do an amendment that didn't make it through the Senate, but is on track this year. They just said if you're an appointee of governing body, you represent the entity as a whole, and you don't need to reside with them. The area of your jurisdiction is within the service area. So those two I know are out, and then we'll watch the rest of them.
All right.
I would just add that there's, with it relates to the township changes that have happened there, we've had some conversations, and I don't know where it's ended, about whether the newly incorporated metro townships would sit on this board, or whether they would be represented, continue to be represented by the county. And my thought had been that we'd have some county representation representing the metro area at large, and maybe some individualized representation from the townships, but we want to make sure that we are in sync with the sheriff and the chief, since it would probably affect both organizations and then this board.
Mill Creek definitely will have a representative.
Mill Creek definitely will. And
just the townships.
My preference, I don't want to get out ahead of the sheriff or the chief, but my thought is that we would have the chairs. The metro townships really look a lot in some ways like a city, and we would have their representation as well as the county. The county still representing the metro area is, I think, vested in the success of this organization. We are a funder outside of the unincorporated areas of this organization, so we'd like to have some continued county representation, but to consider involving some of those people who will be elected next and sworn in next January as members of this board. So we've talked about legislation this year. I honestly don't know whether it got pushed to next year to consider that conversation or whether it's happening this year, but I commit to the sheriff and of the chief that we're not going to do anything that you're not 100% supportive of?
I know ACT is having significant conversations about
yeah,
it.
Right.
And I'll just say, based on the interlocals, since the townships are in Section 10 and considered to be a municipality, I think the interlocal is going to mandate they're a municipality, they get a seat at the table. Now, I agree with you, there's still going to be unincorporated areas of the county which will require a county rep to represent them. I would make the argument, like you were just indicating, Mayor, the county, we have the canyons that are important, that the county-wide yep. provides funding for. There's investigative issues that the county provides, regional.
Emergency response, gang task force.
So I would
like
say
that.
There needs to be a regional county person besides the unincorporated. But my reading, and I think Carl's reading of the interlocals, because it says municipality in the interlocals, I think the townships have to have a seat. I don't see a legal way around it.
There are really different issues with the fire service, with the Unified Fire Authority and the police department, in the sense that there is no provision in the fire interlocal for a reduction of county membership based upon declining unincorporated area population. There is in the police interlocal. And those issues are really different than what you have in the service areas, because there's no provision in the statute for a reduction from the three county representatives on the service area board. So I think you may end up with a different interlocal board than you have service area board.
All right, well, we'll just...
That's a discussion we
and I would hope
have.
We would have the discussion and figure out what's
best.
We
need to get moving in that direction. Even though it's a year out, it's going to take some time.
Yeah, and it may be easier to pass legislation if we know kind of what it's going to look like. Now we know what it's going to look like. We don't know the names of the people, but we know what the structure is like. So maybe we can bring back a presentation to the next month and next month's meeting and see where we are. I need to circle back with my team and find out what they've decided and
we like the discussion at ACT, and it's very similar to what you're saying, but we'll just gather some information from that too and get together. And I think all parties can come to a reasonable conclusion for sure, given the language. I think it's a matter of clarifying. I don't think it's going to be a contentious.
And maybe, to your point, there's no statutory change that needs to happen. It's reflected. So yes. The county is running a cleanup bill. There's some cross references, other minor things. So we are running a cleanup bill, but anything that would impact this organization in specific, we'll bring to the board and are open to deferring if that's the issue. If we're too late to get consensus, we do have another year. Although I think, all things being equal, if it's an easy fix, it's better to do it now than wait.
I agree.
But we do have another year to do it.
Thanks, Mayor, for bringing
that up. And I'll work with Harry to make sure that we give you a picture that identifies both the local entity board as well as the service area.
Great.
But when you reference the interlocal, you're talking about the service district interlocal.
So the UPD as a whole is the interlocal, where this board would be the district. So the distinction between the two is in the interlocal, it spells out some specific things about municipalities. But here, it deals with the district and the sections of the code dealing with us as the district versus the interlocal. They're in two separate sections, and they're not necessarily completely in alignment.
Is the representation from the county was based on population? Is that right? That was my understanding, that your three seats came because of one per however many thousand.
In the interlocal, it originally provided for three county representatives, but there is a provision in the police interlocal that provides for a reduction in county representatives as the unincorporated area decreases. And there are certain trigger points in there. There is nothing like that in the service area statutes.
So to be honest, Councilman, when we picked three, there was no rhyme or reason. It wasn't based on population.
Well, you were alone when you were set.
Well, and part of the reason that three was picked is because when you looked at it back then, when you looked at the unincorporated area, you really had the three big populated areas. So you had Magna, you had Kearns, and you had Mill Creek. So Copperton's 800, Immigration Canyon's 2,500, give or take. White City's about 5,000. So when we were chatting amongst the board, and Terry's right, it was mainly just the county, we said, well, how many people does it make sense to have? Well, let's basically say that Kearns is a city, Magna's a city, Mill Creek's a city. So the three bigger populated areas, we treated them like they would have a seat at the board, and that the other three, they'll just get general representation from the others. So there was no per thousand, there was no, to be honest, rhyme or reason, except we viewed the three big ones. I mean, Magna's 30,000, Kearns is 30,000, Mill Creek 60,000. That was
so
the reason.
Let me ask you then, the verbiage that organizes and the processes of the district are part of the interlocal agreement of UPD, right? Are in the embodied in the interlocal agreement?
No.
Are they separate documents?
They're separate.
I was just going to suggest, I would like to get a copy of, and maybe it'd be good for all of the board members to right now be get that out to us so we can start looking at it in preparation for if we have any questions.
So the separation, and that's Carl's point, is in the interlocal for the full UPD, the service provider, it does say that as the unincorporated shrinks, the county membership at UPD will change. The service district is quiet on that. And so it doesn't say in statute that the board makeup will change at all on the district side. So it's quiet. It's basically up to the board. I'm going to make the argument that the municipalities need to have seats. That seems fair.
And municipality would
so that's include. That's not addressed.
Not in the district size, right. But it is in the interlocal, because the interlocal specifically says municipalities.
And the municipalities, the townships are municipalities.
So, but Riverton was a party to the UPD prior to being part of the district in 2012. And so we both, Riverton and Harriman, came on to this body after that annexation. To the service district. I would think then that, yes, as these municipalities come on board, they get a seat at this table, but then you're saying that the county representation would not change, so you'd have three here, and we would grow by another Mill Creek.
On the district board?
On the district board.
On this board here, yes.
That would be up to this board to decide how to do it.
Yeah.
Now,
there's nothing that reduces the county.
It's automatic.
It does say right there are three county representatives on the service area board in statute. So we might need to tweak that if we want to somehow change it.
And I think one thing to clarify, Councilman, just so that you're really clear, it's state statute that governs this board. There's an interlocal agreement that creates the UPD. So when you say we want to see the document, the interlocal agreement that you will see creates UPD. State statute creates this board.
Which was transmitted to all entities upon annexation. I think the discussions which are helpful, but concerns me that we continue to reference the two entities in this. You know what I mean? It's confusing. The issues of the Unified Police Department of Greater Salt Lake are wholly separate than the issues facing this particular deal. And I agree that the statutory or the interlocal language of the Unified Police Department are very clear. It suggests that when Mill Creek City is formed, a Mill Creek City individual will replace a member of the county contingent that currently is on the Unified Police Department board. That's pretty evident because of that fluctuating, I certainly think that's what most people talked about in ACT and other locations. The issue here becomes separate, which you kind of shouldn't even reference that. But, you know, do you want a board of 10 or do you want a board of 5 or 6? And if so, would you put a Mill Creek and a township rep and take two of the county folks off of this lease? Does that make sense?
But that's what I think.
For me, and I have not spoken to these two, for me, I would think exactly what the sheriff said.
Right.
If Magna is going to get a seat, I don't need to sit here. Right? Because I would want somebody from Magna to sit here. Same thing with Kearns. So I do believe that the county should shrink on this board. Now, we're still going to have some unincorporated area, so some county person's going to have to sit.
Right,
county.
Right.
Now, we can
and
debate,
the metro responsibility, right?
We can debate anything other, but for me, yeah, I think for my seat, maybe Jim's, however we want to set it up. I'm just using those as examples, not Jim, because Jim probably, I want Jim to stay forever.
But, well, I, you know, yeah, go ahead.
For this board, I think we need to have that discussion and what the right balance is, because as a municipality, I'll be blunt, living in Magna, I want somebody from Magna sitting on this board.
Sure.
No different than your guys' municipality.
Right.
So
I agree.
I think the other point to consider, and we can bring back some recommendations over the next month, but some of these new metro townships have a population of 700. And are we really going to find somebody who's going to spend 8 hours a month in Unified Fire Authority and UPD meetings when they're, you know, completely volunteer and they have another 5 hours of meeting somewhere else? Or maybe do we want to, are we looking for Magna, Kearns, and Mill Creek to have representation and the others are represented by proxy through that or through the through some other mechanisms?
Well, weren't you going to have an organization with the townships meeting together as a group and then maybe have a representative from that group?
Well, yeah. That,
so maybe we could,
that would, that's different because that's the MSD, which would be a total separate district. So their collective group, to be honest, other than funding, doesn't exist. And the only reason that collective group is there is for their public works and their services that the county already provides. So don't get that mixed in together, because no, that's the wrong entity to provide.
So why don't we bring back some recommendations? And you know, I think certainly if one of those communities wanted to be on the board, we'd be sensitive to that. But you know, we don't want to never have a quorum because you know they're not showing up. So.
Yeah, and that was going to be my point, too. You still have to maintain an organization that can be, one, representative, but also efficient in terms of decision-making. And so you got to be a little careful how many people we bring in and whether what that'll do.
I agree.
Mr. Chair, what might be helpful is I'll work with Harry, and we'll give you a picture of what the interlocal says is going to happen the way it's currently written. We'll give you a picture of what the statute will mandate for this board, and then you can decide how you'd rather change that, and perhaps next year we could wrap that into some legislative changes, because I'm not sure the statute, as I listen to the discussion, is going to give you the board you want the way it's currently been.
All right.
Andrew, you were going, will you see that there was some information requested in terms of the policy and the language. Were you follow up on that? Okay. Also, probably more a higher priority is our five-year planning process, and so I don't see us really maybe having this discussion again until maybe March or April. Does that work for everyone? Okay. Thank you. Any other issues regarding legislation or? All right.
I have an 11 a.m. meeting that I can't be late for. Can I dial myself in?
Sure.
I'll do it on your phone.
Yeah, and I don't think.
Well, I think we could be done in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
that'd
I think
be my idea.
Okay. Yeah. The trans schedule. Can you give us a trans schedule in 30 seconds?
Well, the trans schedule, we are going to be going out for, it looks like 17 and a half million compared to the 16 million that we did the prior year. Mm-hmm. The main reason for that is the drawdown of fund balance. So we don't have that fund balance we had before to allow the 16 million borrowing. Now that's why that's increased to 17 and a half million. The schedule is next meeting we'll go over the parameters of the resolution. We'll authorize the chair to complete that transaction once we know more about the taxes coming, whether it's truly that 17 and a half million number. And then we'll go out to either bid or on the March 17th, we'll come back with bids received and some more direction on them on the financing plan at that time. And then we'll close on the notes in March for that process.
Okay, thank you. Item number six is a reflection on the symposium that we held Monday. Was it Monday? Tuesday, right. Okay. Just real briefly, I thought it was very productive. I think that we headed in the right direction. The four areas of concern were how do we allocate our resources, basically the money. What are we going to do in terms of a building program, in terms of lease versus build or own. Thirdly, the revenue. How can we make sure that we have a continuity of a secure revenue source? And fourthly, annexation. How do we deal with cities or entities who wish to join the district, and you know, what works? And of course, on that issue is the financial integrity of Silvisa takes the priority. Carrie, representing the Sorensen Impact Center, your team did, I think, a wonderful job in terms of making it on point and efficient. So do you have any, what I would like to do, let me just finish this. What I said at the symposium, and I'd like to put on the agenda for our next February meeting, is to adopt a five-year plan. And members of your councils and our council who attended, or new ones who want to attend, ought to be here at that Silvisa meeting at 10 o'clock in February, because all of our decisions regarding revenue will have to go back to the individual councils for adoption. And it's part of the process, so I think the same players probably ought to be involved in the final vote, too. So given that, there's an expectation that your folks will come to us, having listened to what was said last Tuesday, with, for instance, a proposed formula for resource allocation, what formula works for us. Secondly, a possible, well, not possible, but I'd like to see a suggested revenue schedule in terms of if we're going to increase tax over the next 5 years, how do we do that? And from the input that you got from the symposium, I think there was a solid direction provided to you. And then the issue of buildings versus rent versus own, and then the issue of annexation. So I will presume that you folks are going to be in a position to provide us with preferred alternatives and then let us vote on them.
Yes, and we'll work with your staff. We've got a meeting set up next week to start kind of distilling down what everybody heard so that we can come to you with a proposed plan with alternatives that you can consider.
And this is really important, and I'm delighted to see that we're actually saying, okay, over the next 5 years, this is how we make it work. We've gotten by, thank God, in a good way. But it's, you know, any given year it can be very, very dicey, given our newness. Let me just say, the uniqueness of being new.
And I guess from the Sorensen Center, from our perspective, the loud message we heard was that we need to make these proactive changes and be thoughtful about moving forward. That continuing to just say we're going to use new growth to help stave off inflationary increases, there was pretty broad support that we don't want to continue to do that. Yeah. At least that's what we heard.
Right. Yeah. I appreciate the meeting. I look forward to next month. Mr. Chair, let me just mention something I observed, and as we're moving in this new dynamic of making certain we look deep into the weeds in terms of how this district's going and we're understanding where we need to go. I get a little concerned on these meetings because it seems like we're really going fast on the Silvisa side, and I think we need to have a little more attention to it. I mean, I had a couple questions today, but I'm going to hold off because of time. I'm just a little concerned as we look in this new dynamic, and particularly as we start bringing other entities on here, that we give this district the time it needs in terms of talking about financial issues and other issues relative to it. So, and I don't know how we do it. I don't want to have another separate meeting, but we need to in some way manage the UPD meeting so that we can start at least by shortly after 10 o'clock so that enough time. It just seems we've had a repeat. So it's my fault too, because I've got to get to another meeting at 11:15, but... Yeah. I think as we look at this new dynamic, and if we're going to give it the attention, we need as a board to say, hey, we've got to commit ourselves to saying, hey, we're going to be here at least till 11 o'clock.
Right. That's now, my idea is that we're going to move Silvisa to 9 o'clock and UPD to 10. Get even with you.
Anyway, it seems like we're always rushed.
In terms of those questions you may have, would it be productive for you to maybe send them to me or send them to Carrie so they can have...
Maybe we look at the UPD board, we look at the agenda and just say, you know what, here, try to grind it down to an hour meeting, start at 9 o'clock so we can get through, and then have a 5-minute break and get right into what we have to talk about, because there's going to be some issues just like we've talked today. We need to have a little more time.
Need to continue next week or next month, we can. I'd like to see if we can find some consensus given what we've already invested in.
Right.
That's fair. We want to make good decisions.
I hate being rushed all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no, and we won't. That won't happen in this on this issue. I guarantee it. Anything to offer more on that? Yes, sir.
If I could just request, if you do have questions or things that need to be addressed, please get them to us literally as soon as possible, a couple of days, because we're meeting next week to try and formulate and do things related to that February meeting, and there's a lot of stuff going on. We're still doing W-2s, 1099s, and everything else, so we have a full plate, Andrew and I, as well, we need to coordinate and work with Carrie's team up at U in order to make it work, and we need time. If you give it to us a couple days before, it won't get addressed.
Okay. So,
thank you.
Okay. Andrew, can you see that the appropriate people are invited to that or notified of the meeting?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Any other business to come before this board?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.